Just a few questions in the laws of tzedakah. First question is, if a person vows to give tzedakah mentally, meaning he doesn't verbalize it, he just thinks about it in his mind, is that a binding thought or not? So this is discussed in the Ramah, the laws of tzedakah, yored de'ah, siman resh nun het halakha yud gimal, where the Ramah brings down the opinion of the Mordechi, and the Mordechi actually holds that if a person thought to give tzedakah, he's obligated to fulfill his machshava. However, it is the opinion of the Rosh in his She'elot u'Tshuvot that as long as he did not verbalize it, it is not mandatory to give it. Halakha l'maaseh, the Ramah writes, is like the Sevara Rishonah, like the first opinion that says one should fulfill his mental vows that he gives to tzedakah. There is a teshuvah called Dat Esh. The teshuvah is in Siman Yudalit of that Sefer, and he wants to make a compromise. And he wants to say, if he didn't verbalize anything, and it was all in the Machshavais Patur, but let's say he said, I'm going to give this institution charity. But the amount he thought about in his head, then already it's binding. Because he verbally said he's going to give the institution charity, so then the machshavav, how much, can be mitzaref, and therefore he will be hayav. And that's basically the halakha. That if a person does verbalize that he's going to give something to tzedakah, and he just leaves the amount out, and the machshava, he says, let's say in his thoughts, he says, I'm going to give $100, so he would be obligated to fulfill that neder. Next question was asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, is a Grot Moshe, or a Chaim Bet, Siman La Medalid. Just in precedence, what comes first when it gives the tzedakah? You have two anim in front of you. One is an ani, Talmid Hakam, and one is ani Kohen. Well, normally we know that Kohanim do get preference, let's say going to the Sefer Torah first, making Zimun. Is there a preference when it comes to tzedakah giving to an Ani Kohen over an Ani Talmid Hakam? Rav Moshe Feinstein says no. He says the Ani Talmid Hakam comes first, logic being that we only respect Kohanim, but giving them a preference is when it's in a public thing. Going up to the Sefer Torah, making the Zimun, because they themselves might not be worthy, but since their tribe is worthy, so they get an advantage. But when it's putting one against one, so then already you judge the person. And of course, if Talmid Chacham has a greater status than a regular Kohen, so therefore in that case, the Ani Talmid Chacham would come first. The last question that Rav Moshe Feinstein over there says is that in the Ketetzin Yoreh De'ah Dalid Nun Zayin, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a question, if children want to give money to tzedakah in memory of their parents, no, the Ilu Neshama, what is better, to give to a tzedakah or to give to something that is supporting Torah or the study of Torah? So Rav Moshe writes very clearly, Vaday Shiyitnu Lelumdei Torah. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The best charity that one can give to memorialize their parents would be to a tzedakah that is promoting the study of Torah. So those are basically the three questions that we discussed here today. Number one, tzedakah in thought. And we came out that one would be obligated to fulfill tzedakah in thought if he verbalized it and then just thought the number. Furthermore, we discussed tzedakah to a Talmid Chacham precedes the tzedakah to a Kohen. And last but not least, Rav Moshe says that if a person wants to memorialize his parents by giving charity, there is a preference to give it to Lomdei Torah, to those who are studying Torah, or to causes that promote Torah education.